Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss how to forgive someone who lied to you. Also we will discuss some effective tips to forgive a liar. Forgiving people is a divine quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone. And when someone cheats on us, then it becomes a horrifying problem for us to forgive them. Have you ever lied to anyone? How does it feel when someone lies to us? How do we tackle the situation? Is it hurtful when someone lies to us? Is it a bad quality? How to forgive a liar? All these doubts will become clear after podcast. We have been taught since our childhood that we have to always speak the truth. And also one who say lie will be punished for that. But as we grew in life, our perception towards life becomes different. We look at every aspect with different perspective as compared to childhood. We see that lying has become a part of our society. People don't think for a while before saying lying. They only think for their personal benefit, for that they do it. But the person who is suffering the negative impacts of lie suffer drastically sometimes. Can we forgive the liar because of whom we suffer? Can you forgive a liar? If yes, how? When someone lies to us whom we trust the most, it causes severe pain to us. It breaks our trustful relationship with that person. But forgiveness here plays the role of a relief. It takes time to build strong trust with someone, but a small lie can break our trust. When something like this happens to us, we feel heartbroken. It allows many doubtful thoughts to enter our mind, which negatively affects our mind. There may be many reasons for lying by any person. Also, the consequence will be very harsh sometimes. And it becomes difficult to forgive such liars. But not forgiving that person is also not a good choice. When you do not forgive the liars, it turns your mind back to that painful moment again and again. Also, when you forgive them, your mind may remind you of that painful moment, but it will not agitate you like before. Your mind will stay calm. Forgiveness helps in bring peace and calmness to our mind. It helps in purifying our impure thoughts and transforms our mind to a positive attitude. Forgiveness is necessary, no matter how much mental pain you are suffering. Forgiveness is a healing process and it takes time to heal the pain. But until you decide to forgive the person, you will continue to suffer the pain. Every time you remind that moment, you will feel the pain. Forgiveness also works like that. Every time you remember that incident, you have to forgive the person within yourself. Just as wounds take time to heal, similarly forgiveness takes time to show its effects on us. Forgiveness is not meant for others, it is for ourselves. First, it benefits us, then for others. Its process starts with ourselves. It takes enough courage to forgive when we face loss due to someone's lie. The pain of the sufferer cannot be imagined by any others, also their loss. Only one who has gone through such a painful process can relate to it. But there is always a way out of trouble. So keep trying till you reach the door of solution. And forgiveness will help in healing the mental wounds, so that your mind become peaceful and you will be able to recover from that pain. Do not think by forgiving, you will be shown as a weak person. Weak person cannot forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. After forgiving, you will never regret for that, but it makes you feel happy. So always feel courageous to forgive others' mistakes, rather it's a betrayal, emotional cheating or a lie. A person lies to overcome any immediate trouble or to secure himself. People often ignore lying for a small thing, they do not consider its significance. Also it doesn't matter at that moment. But it's the invitation to any bigger trouble that will come due to that small lie. And to overcome that bigger obstacle, we have to tell many lies. And it becomes a continuous chain. Until you accept the truth and muster enough courage to face the outcomes of the reality, you will continually add more and more troubles to your life. When someone whom we love and care for speaks lie to us for some reasons, it feels very hurtful and disappointed. It breaks our trust in people, and makes us look at everyone with that opinion, because if someone for whom we have a feeling of respect and love can hurt us by lying to us, so can anyone do this. And this is truth. In this world nothing is permanent. People change with time and their relations and requirements also. So sometimes it becomes very painful to remove such strong attachments and pain caused by them. Be strong to tolerate such nuisances in life. If someone lied to you, it is their fault and they will be punished for that definitely directly or in an indirect way. You have to keep patience in your heart and forgive that person. By forgiving, you are making that painful experience not more effective to you anymore. Everyone does mistakes in life and everyone needs to be forgiven, because life is continually changing and we have to improve ourselves with the change around us. Lying is always a bad quality, but it is more important to understand the reason behind lying. For a superior cause, if someone lies to you, even it's a bad quality, it will not be considered as a sinful act. So today we will discuss the benefits of forgiveness and also we will discuss how to forgive someone for lying. Forgiveness is an attribute of strong people, so we must definitely acquire it in life. So here we are going to discuss the most effective tips on how to forgive a liar. Best tips on how to forgive a liar. These tips will help you know why forgiving other is beneficial for you and what role it plays in a happy life. Let's discuss them in detail. Acceptance. People are struggling to live a comfortable life. This is a good thing. But if they are pursuing wrong way to live a pleasant life, it is a bad thing. Some people lie for their personal benefits and ignore the loss happening to others by that act. They are very selfish and dishonest. They do not care for others, but get indulged in the aroma of negativity. We have to forgive such people by accepting the inhuman act of them. By accepting that cruel act, we learn a lesson in life to believe very carefully on anyone. Ignore their mistakes. Someone are jealous of your success, they will never accept you to be a successful person. They will try to bring troubles in your life. They lie against you to create negative rumor about you. They will try to defame you. But always remember, success is short for a rigid practitioner. Do not get entangled with them. Ignore their mistakes to bring a positive results in your life. They can create only temporary troubles to you by lying against you. Believe in truth and forgive them. Decide to forgive. Forgiveness is not that anyone can take from you or demand it from you. It is a gradual process of healing. And it starts when you direct your mind to the path of forgiveness. In anger, it feels right to go on the path of taking revenge, but a calm mind will never do it. Forgiveness is the godly quality and it benefits everyone. If you need forgiveness for your mistakes, you should also have to forgive others' mistakes. Remove the grudges and hatred from your heart for others, and forgive them. Pray or bless for them. Praying for the person who hurt you is a difficult process. But it can be done and it is a better thing to be done to overcome the feeling of hatred for them. When someone lied to you and you are feeling anger for them, you are making your mind imbalanced and unhappy. Pray for them who had hurt you because it will help to relieve the pain. Praying for those who have hurt us will help them improve and be correct in future. Praying will develop the feeling of humility in your heart. Keep distance. Disconnect for some time with those who lied to you. It might make them realize their mistake and willing to improve themselves. Keeping a distance for some time will help your mind to overcome the pain and accept the infidelity. You will feel to forgive them because you have kept yourself separate from them. You cannot change them, rather you can change yourself to tolerate such acts of people and offer forgiveness to them. They may or may not ask for forgiveness. We should do it for our own benefits. Look on the positive traits. A person have some good and some qualities. We can't say that he is good person or a bad person. But when he hurt us by his behavior, we think of himself as a bad person. And we generally hate bad people. But if you call a good person the bad, you are doing wrong. So not judge anyone too early in an aggressive way. Think for a while with a calm mind and try to look at the positive traits of that person. It will help forgiving that person for their mistakes and we will not feel hatred or envy for that person. believe in yourself. Every person on earth is different and unique in its own way. They all have immense amount of potential to achieve the goal of their life. But the qualities or strengths of any person is measured when he faced troubles in his life. One who faces the troubles with courage and determination and reaches his goal is said to be a powerful person. And one who gives up on his goal is a weak person. The strength to fight with any troubles comes with the belief in ourselves. If we have belief in our abilities, we can fight with any trouble in life and win it. Reason for lying. Lying is a bad quality, but if someone lies for a good cause, then it becomes difficult to criticize it. When someone lied to you, do not just think to avenge them, firstly try to realize the reason behind lying by them. If they have lied to you for a superior cause, you should definitely forgive them. Forgiveness becomes easy when you know their intention to ruin you. It is said never judge a book by its cover. What seems painful in the beginning does not meant to bring pain in the future. Keep patience in your heart and try to understand the reason behind the hurtful act you are suffering. Let them go. We can make others to ask forgiveness for their mistakes. They may or may not accept their mistakes, but you are definitely suffering the results. So, to heal your pain you have to work on yourself. Do not expect anything from others, you have to tolerate and grow yourself. Choose forgiveness to heal your mental wounds and to bring mental peace. When someone lies to us, sometimes it breaks our heart and brings unbearable pain to us. The longer you hold on to that feeling in your heart, the longer you will feel painful. Remove such feelings by forgiving that person and bring relief to yourself. Context of the lie. Sometimes what we look or hear is not the truth. Do not become impatient by such emotions. When someone lies to you, try to understand the context of the lie. Do not give your opinions on what you feel about that. What we feel right may be wrong for others, but remember we both are not correct and not wrong absolutely. We are not supposed to judge this, because it will become partial. When you know the context of the lie, it may become easy to forgive the person. Atonement. Every mistake can be forgiven depending on the nature of our mind. If it is calm and positive, it will do it for sure, but an imbalanced mind will not forgive anyone. If someone does wrong to you, and feels sorry for that, he must be forgiven. The process of atonement cleans your mind with all the charlatan thoughts and emotions. If someone atones for their mistakes, it helps in self-forgiveness for the person. There are some superior ways to forgive our sins in our holy books. One should definitely read it. Condition for bringing good change in the liar. The person who lies to you may realize their mistake and your loss. He/she may feel guilt for that and needs forgiveness. But if you forgive them, and they do that painful act again with you or with someone else, our act of forgiveness will not worth it. But if they change themselves in a positive way and acquire good qualities, then one must forgive them and it will bring joy to both. Forgiveness is for us, but it definitely brings changes to the offender's life. Move on. Love and hatred, happiness and distress, good and evil, etc. are the dualities of materialistic world. They changes over time. These are all temporary. If you are suffering immense pain, keep faith in your heart that it will end soon. Every problem comes with a solution. And they are repeatable. To get free from such dualities of world, one should practice detachment. One should acquire the divine qualities recommended in the holy scriptures. It will develop love, truthfulness, cleanliness, forgiveness in one's heart. These godly qualities will give you eternal joy and cleanse your mind from the impure thoughts and emotions. Intention. Some people seem to do bad things but they are not actually wrong. For example, a doctor do surgery by putting cuts on human body, still his act is not sinful, because he is doing to cure that person. So if someone lies to you whom you love, do not feel hatred for that, rather maintain your belief on that person, he/she will not affect you. Some pain brings the eternal joy in life. So if someone does something which seems painful but in actuality it's pleasant for you, we should definitely forgive them and be thankful for that person. Take time. It is hard to forgive a liar, but it is possible and important for us. Forgiveness is not an immediate process. It takes time to heal the wounds. The process of healing starts when you forgive that person, and gradually you will overcome the pain of the wound. Do not feel panic when you feel lost in life. Keep patience in heart and believe in yourself. Time will change and situation may become favorable. So there is no need to feeling sad. When someone lies to you, it is not your mistake. You only have to forgive them for their mistakes. Write your anger. Writing is the way to express our emotions and feelings through words. It is the best way because it will cause no harm to anyone. Also, it will bring peace to your mind. When someone hurt you by telling lie or other reason, we feel very anger and think to hurt that person. And in anger, we forget everything and think to avenge our loss. But when we write that anger on a paper, it will reduce its intensity or significance. Write all the negative thoughts on paper and feed your mind with positivity. It will make you feel calm and happy. Importance or value of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a divine quality, and one who offers it also dwell divine qualities in heart. It is important to realize the value of forgiveness in one's life. We seek forgiveness for our mistakes, similarly others also. But one who understands its value in life will definitely forgive others. He will come to know the behavior of humans and its flickering mind. Our mind will makes us divine or demoniac. And to control the mind's emotions and wanderings is in one's hand. Practice to control your emotions and feelings to acquire forgiveness. Become calm. Do not take decision against anyone in a hurry. It will make you regret in future. Anger works like burning emotions, which burns all the positivity in our mind and urges us to satisfy its demoniac desires. Anger will be relaxed in some time. And when your mind feels calm, you will look the matter in a different way. Now your mind will consider all aspects, i.e. positivity and negativity, and then take decisions. Taking decision with an angry mind is like eating while running. Both are the wrong way of doings. Acknowledge. To correct any mistake of others or yours, first we have to know the mistakes. And to know it, we have to acknowledge the mistake. Mind only reacts to mistakes when you acknowledge it. Before that, if you are facing loss in your business, you will feel sad. But when you realize it is due to someone's mistakes, hatred dwells in your heart and it brings pain, misery and envy to you. Acknowledging mistakes is the first step to improve it. Punish, not revenge. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting. And also it does not mean to ignore someone's mistakes or someone's loss also. Mistakes should be corrected. And forgiveness is allowing us to give them a chance to improve them and also to improve ourselves. Punishment is not like revenge. Punishment is given when someone lies to you. It associates with love and forgiveness. Revenge dwells feelings of hate in our mind, and it brings more trouble to us. God has forgiven many of our sins and still forgiving, so we should also learn to forgive others. Strong understanding. When you are in strong relationship with someone, there is a mutual understanding between you and your partner. You know all the weakness and strengths of each other's and support each other with true heartedly. If any of you does any mistakes, you will forgive each other. But when there is something that is unbelievable, like lying about something, it creates troubles in your relationships. But people who keep love and relationships superior to any nuisances in their life will forgive their partner and stay together. Their bonding will become more stronger than before. Instruct them what is right. If you have no knowledge of what is right and what is wrong, there might be chances of wrong doings by you. If someone lies to you because he/she is unaware of that, it should be forgiven. We should instruct them the right thing and give them a chance to correct their mistakes. They will be happy by our act of forgiveness because we have prevented them from being a convict of untruthful act. It is said, we rise by lifting others. Everyone does mistakes or lie. To err is human, to forgive divine. It's human nature to make mistakes and it continues all life. It is the part of learning, but lying to someone every time does not show the sign of a good person. It will make you demonic in nature. While forgiveness is a divine quality, so one should dwell the quality of forgiveness and live a happy and peaceful life. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you liked the podcast, share it with your friends so that they must know the role of forgiveness in a happy life and know the effective tips of how to forgive a liar.